Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nice Friday morning before Christmas, plenty of sunshine, around 50 degrees or so, going up to 64 today. Then down, the temperature goes down tomorrow. The high is only 53, low of in the upper 30s. Same for Saturday night, Sunday morning, highs of 58. But then, unfortunately, as we get close to Christmas, 65 for a high on Monday, 70 for a high on Tuesday and Christmas Day. About a 70% chance for showers, highs of 72. So kind of spring-like, Easter-like, but what are you going to do? Let's talk about this housing trust fund that was approved by Orleans Parish voters, despite the recommendation by the Bureau of Governmental Research. Of course, they're not saying the voters shouldn't have what they want. They just gave their recommendations beforehand. Becky Mowbray, president and CEO of the BGR, joins us right now. Good morning, Becky. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Doing great. How are you?
I'm okay. So let's talk about initially the opposition to the Housing Trust Fund was from BGR.
Sure. We were opposed to this because of the method that they were going about it, which was making a permanent change in the city charter to fund these housing investments. And when we did research on 29 other communities around the country with housing trust funds, what we discovered is that you could accomplish the same goals without going to that length of creating a permanent funding dedication that would simply allow more flexibility in how city council members decide to spend the budget each year. But we were, very comfortable with the idea of investing in housing itself, and voters certainly agreed with that. We wrote a letter this week following up on our ballot report because there's an important change at this point. The voters passed on November 5th the idea of creating a housing trust fund. The structure that they've laid out so far seems really strong. But at this point, the next step in the process is filling out all the details with the cooperative endeavor agreements between the city and organizations like the New Orleans Redevelopment Authority and Finance New Orleans, and all the different rules of the programs and how you're going to measure it. And it's really important that this program be successful because there is a great need for housing in New Orleans. And this represents a significant increase in the amount of resources that New Orleans will be dedicating to the issue. And the program's complex. And so what we wanted to do is share some of the things that we found when we looked at the 29 other cities. There's no reason to reinvent the wheel. A lot of them had performance metrics and ideas that could be applied to here in New Orleans, as the folks are who worked so hard on the Housing Trust Fund program, as they're building out the next steps of this implementation.
All right, let me take a break. We'll talk about those performance metrics and ideas, I guess, when we come back. We're talking to Becky Mowbray, the executive director and president and CEO, rather, of BGR, Bureau of Governmental Research, about the Housing Trust Fund that voters in Orleans Parish approved. And Becky, you know, the average American, I don't know if you knew it or not, is exposed to between 4 and 10,000 messages or advertisements or however you want to look at it each day. There is a lot out there. So when we come back, we'll also take a quick look back at what the Housing Trust Fund is and what it does and then what the recommendations are. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with our friend Becky Mowbray, President and CEO of BGR, about some recommendations on how the new Housing Trust Fund should be administered. Let's get right to the recommendations, Becky. And I guess these things you said, as you said, no need to reinvent the wheel, ideas that other cities have used.
Yes. So as the city builds out this program, we recommend that they revise the city ordinance that created the program to add more detail to it and also incorporate a bunch of things into the agreements between the city and NORA and Finance New Orleans that will be developed over the next year. And those include things like additional performance metrics that are targeted to the types of programs that they decide that they're going to implement, and making sure that there are regular independent evaluations of the programs that the trust fund creates and their success, how they're working. And the reason for that is simply that you can have the best ideas in the world, but things don't always go exactly the way that you'd hoped, and you can learn a lot from how something is actually working. And it's really important that you do, so you can tweak the program, adjust as necessary, or if something isn't working, you know, redirect the money to another aspect of housing. And the goal is simply to create kind of a feedback loop with information about how things are working. This represents a lot of new money going into housing. It'll be approximately $17 million a year, beginning with a 2026 budget. And so that means that it's Finance New Orleans and the New Orleans Redevelopment Authority should have new auditing requirements that specifically relate to expenditures of the money from this program. I mean, they would face, you know, they would have regular audits of their operations, but this is what we're talking about, are audits of the actual trust fund expenditures. And then you want to make sure that there's strong cooperation between Finance New Orleans, NORA, and city housing agencies like the Office of Community Development. Again, this is much more organizationally complex and ambitious than what the city has done in the past. And so you want to make sure you have the structures in place to ensure that this program is successful. You also want clear eligibility criteria for those who apply to the fund. And the goal of the fund, by the way, is to preserve and expand affordable housing for low to moderate income residents. So you want clear eligibility requirements about the people who may benefit from the program, and also the developers who may be participating in it if they are building new housing.
And to
so we're
be
talking
clear,
about things like that.
Yeah, to be clear, BGR is not against a housing trust fund. You just, at least the way, let me clean this up, Becky, in the time we have left. All you're looking for here, all you're saying is you want to make sure they get the most bang for the buck and there is accountability, correct?
Yes. And again, other cities have done this and we can learn a lot from other places. And so what we were trying to accomplish with this letter is to share what we learned when we took a look at those 29 other cities, because at this point in time, we do need to add additional detail to the ordinance and make sure that these agreements provide the detail that they should provide to ensure that this program is successful.
Thank you, Becky. Appreciate your time. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you.
To you, too, as well, Tommy.
And happy
Thanks again.
Happy every other holiday they have. I don't exclude anybody. 8:30, we'll talk with Leslie Harris when we come back about her plans with the Housing Trust Fund, New Orleans City Council member. Continue the conversation.